Time once again for Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. I'm Omar Fatou. I'm joined, as always, by reporter Bill Hoppe. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
A busy week since we last spoke. The Sabres are 3-0-1 in their last four games. They got a point in an overtime loss in Chicago a week ago, then a comeback win at home Saturday against the Jets, and a road victory in Philadelphia on Tuesday. Coach Dan Bylsma said that Winnipeg win felt like a turning point for the team.
And I really think it could be. It was a gutsy comeback win. They fought and clawed. They scored three goals in the third period. They had a huge hit from Jake McCabe on Patrick Laine. At the end of the game, Robin Leonard almost fought Dustin Byfuglien, two of the biggest guys in the league. I think it was the best home period they've played in literally years. And it was probably one of their more emotional wins in years. And you take a win like that, and you take a win like they had a week ago Tuesday in New York against the Rangers. You take earning a point on the road against Chicago, and you're throwing a win like Tuesday's 4-1 win against the Flyers, and this is their best stretch all year, I think. And as they hit the halfway point tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning, I think they've kind of positioned themselves to get back in the playoff race. They're only 5 points behind Ottawa. They have a game in hand. It's probably not likely, but it's possible at this point. And I don't think you could have said that 2 weeks ago.
Ryan O'Reilly is back in the lineup after an appendectomy. He's been productive. Sam Reinhart's been racking up points. Evander Kane, Zemgus Girgensson showing signs of life. This team is scoring goals in bunches now, quite a difference from earlier in the season.
Definitely. This is the first time all year they've scored three or more goals in four straight games. And if you want to win consistently, that's what you have to do. You have to score three or four or five goals. You can't score two every night like they did for the first 2 months or so. And if they're going to do that, those are the names that have to score. Ryan O'Reilly is their top center, and you expect him to produce at about a 60 or 70-point pace. Sam Reinhart's one of the best young players in the league, and I think this is the best stretch of his career. He has 12 points in 10 games. Girgensons is probably having his best offensive stretch since the days of Ted Nolan two years ago when he was an NHL All-Star. And Evander Kane, he went, I think, his first 13 games without scoring a goal this year. And right now, he's very quietly one of the hottest players in the league. He has 10 goals in his last 17 games, I believe. He has 9 even strength goals. And the Sabres expect him to be a 30-goal type power forward. And right now, he's playing like one.
Goalie Anders Nielsen had 39 saves the other night. He's been terrific. Robin Leonard is still the nominal starter. How do you see this goalie tandem playing out going forward?
Well, the Sabres, they gave up a first-round draft pick for Robin Leonard, and they seem very committed to him being their starter. But at a certain point, I think you just have to look at the numbers, and the biggest number being the wins. And I think maybe you turn to Anders Nielsen. You make him the starter. You give him the bulk of the starts. He has 7 wins in 14 games. Robin Leonard is 9-27. Nielsen's numbers are better, although not much. Robin Leonard does have some good numbers, too. But when I watch the two, Anders Nielsen plays more confidently. He's learned how to use his size over the years, it seems like. We're at a stage with Anders Nielsen where I don't think this is a fluke. He's still pretty young. I don't think he should be pegged into that label where he's a career backup. Goalies take a long time to develop. He had a lot of success in Russia a couple years ago. I think he's carried that over into this year. And I think right now he gives the Sabres the best opportunity to win.
A few other notes. The team waived forward Derek Grant. He was claimed by Nashville. One All-Star named from the team, forward Kyle Oposo. And Tyler Ennis is back practicing. He's been out with a groin injury for quite some time.
Yes, Ennis has had about 4 practices now with the team. He had surgery, I believe, November 10th. And he's finally nearing a return. He's not going to play tonight. I doubt he'll play Friday in Carolina, but I think it's a good bet he could return at some point next week. And a very deserving honor for Kyle Oposo. He leads the team with 12 goals. He's tied for the team lead with 27 points. And he's been their most consistent forward all season. He's a good guy in the locker room. He's become a leader. I think Dan Bylsma loves his professionalism. And he's been the rare big free agent the Sabres have signed who's been a hit, who's been worth the money. And losing Derek Grant, I know he didn't have a goal yet this year. He's never scored an NHL goal. But it whittles away their depth. They really wanted him to go to Rochester. He's an elite AHL player, a guy who could maybe score 50 goals in that league. Losing him hurts a little bit.
Sabres are on the road for games in Tampa and Carolina tonight and tomorrow. Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.